Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to take anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And One smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with me today, as I have on the line with me right now Valerie Morris, and we're talking about KIF 1A, and we're talking about her daughter Emery. Cure for Emery. We always want to support this effort where we can, and I'm glad to have Valerie on the line with me again. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Valerie Morris.
Hey, Mark. Thank you so much for having me back on.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. And we gain a lot of followers every day, and so there's a lot of people probably out there that haven't heard of KIF 1A. This is a great opportunity to share about a background and give people, again, Emery's story, okay?
Okay, great. So my husband and I live here in Madison, Alabama with our four-year-old twins, Maddox and Emery, and our two-year-old Brody. About 2.5 years ago, our daughter Emery got diagnosed with a neuroprogressive disorder. It's called KIF1A-associated neurological disorder. There are less than 600 people in the world diagnosed with her same disease. And basically, it affects pretty much every aspect of her life. She walks with a walker or she uses her wheelchair. She has difficulties with her fine motor skills, gross motor skills. She's got some speech delays and cognitive delays and some vision issues. Despite all of that, though, she is just the sweetest little angel you've ever met in your life. Everyone just loves her so much. She's pure joy. And so soon after she got diagnosed, I got connected with KIF1A.org, which is the nonprofit that is researching treatments and a cure for her genetic disorder. I pretty much jumped straight into fundraising for them because there are so few people in the world that have it. They just could use all the help they can get with fundraising. So this will be our third year to do our golf tournament and our third year to do our silent auction as well.
How are you feeling as far as hopefulness when it comes to a cure for Emery?
We feel very hopeful. The world of genetics is just exploding lately. There's all kinds of promising things out there, different labs that KIF1A.org has connected with. Treatments are very, very, very close in the future. I would say the next year or so. And we're hoping that cures are, they're telling us they're hoping 3 to 5 years and they'll be able to have a cure for this terrible disease.
Have you been able to connect with other families through the KIF1A organization?
Yes, we have. Emery participates in a research study through KIF1A.org once a year. We go, it used to be New York, but now we go to Boston, and we usually get to connect with a couple of other families while we're there that are there for the same reason, for the research study. Emery is actually, as far as we know, the only person in Alabama that has this disorder, but we do have some friends that we've made in Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, that share Emery's same disease, and it's just been a very, very wonderful and helpful community.
That's what I was going to ask, is how it affects your family to be able to connect with other families in that way, to know that they're carrying the same burden that you all are.
Yeah, it's very, very helpful to connect with them. They're the only people in the world that completely understand exactly what we're going through and exactly what she's going through. And they too are taking their kids to speech therapy, occupational therapy, physical therapy every week. They're, you know, advocating with all these different doctors, traveling across the country to meet with the most specialized doctors and fighting for advocacy with schools and IEPs. And they just really have so much sympathy. They just know exactly what we're going through. And it's just so special to be able to connect with other families like that.
What's it like to pull a golf tournament together? Is this something that you ever saw yourself doing maybe a few years ago, thinking about what you're doing now?
No, I never, never in a million years thought that I would be doing fundraising, golf tournaments, anything like this. I'm a nurse. I work here in town, and that was never on my radar. But after Emory got diagnosed, I knew I had to do it. And honestly, it's just been, each year we do it, it gets just a little bit easier. We get a few more people involved, couple more companies that want to sponsor. So it's just a very different world, but I'm very happy that we've been able to do so much fundraising.
Where did you gain the knowledge to get the ball rolling on a golf tournament?
My parents are very into golf, and so they helped me a lot with the first one, with just the logistics of everything, knowing how many teams to get to play in the tournament and how exactly sponsorships work and which holes I should put each specific prize hole at and which golf place to have the tournament at. So they helped me a ton. And we had a couple of other families in the org that did not golf tournaments, but other fundraising events. And so they also helped with just like general knowledge of fundraising.
You said this is the third year to have the golf tournament?
Yes, this is our third one.
What's the success been like the previous years?
It's been great. Every year we sell out teams. Teams are already sold out this year too. I think our first year we raised around almost $30,000. Then the second year it was a little over $20,000. So we're hoping for another good year. This money is so, so helpful to the org. It just goes towards research, like I said, for Emory's disease.
That is incredible. And have you had the opportunity to meet some researchers from KIF1A organization?
Yes, I have. And we actually have a conference every other year. So last year we had a KIF1A conference in New York, and we were able to schedule it at the same time Emory did her research study. So we got to meet so many, first of all, KIF1A families, but I met a ton of people who do research for KIF1A, and it was truly just eye-opening and just made you feel so incredibly blessed. These people, I mean, they're so intelligent. And honestly, for them to meet all of the kids too that have this disease, I think it was great for them too. A lot of them said to me, you know, I'm going to go to work on Monday and it's just going to have more meaning because I see the people that I'm actually doing this research for.
What kind of life does Emory have as she lives with KIF1A?
She, like I said, she is a very happy girl. She's very sweet. She is quite opinionated. She's the boss, I would say, of her two brothers. But they're so wonderful to her. Her twin brother really takes care of her. They're actually in the same class at school this year, and it's just been a very, very sweet thing for them to experience together. She does struggle sometimes with just getting frustrated, and the older she gets, I think the more she realizes that there are things that she can't do that her friends and her brothers can do, but she is just a very hard worker. She's very determined, and she does so well with, you know, all of the therapies and doctor's appointments that she has to go to. She handles it very well for a sweet little four-year-old.
That's great. And how about how the school handles it?
We have absolutely loved the school system. We live here in Madison City, and she got involved in their early beginnings program as soon as she turned three. And as a parent of a child with a disability who falls often, and I just worry for her safety, I was very nervous about her going into the school system, and honestly, they just absolutely knocked it out of the park. We've had the best teachers. Emory has grown so much in the past couple of years. Her speech has just been phenomenal lately, and I just can't say enough good stuff about our school system.
That's great to hear. Folks, right now we're talking to Valerie Morris, and we're talking about a cure for Emory as we talk about KIF1A. And if you'll stick with me, Valerie, we'll talk some more about this tournament, how people can get involved, and maybe other fundraisers or other efforts that will be in the near future, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. So glad to have you listening in today as we talk about KIF1A. And this may be something brand new on your radar that you've never heard about before. Well, today you have KIF1A, and we're talking about a cure for Emory, and we're talking to Valerie Morris, Emory's mom. Welcome back to the show, Valerie.
Thank you so much, Mark, for having me.
I asked you the question before when you came on the show about your knowledge or experience with KIF1A prior to hearing this diagnosis, and you are a nurse, and that's your background, is in the medical field. Again, tell people your knowledge of KIF1A when you first heard the diagnosis. Had you heard of this before?
I had never heard of KIF1A. It's just such a rare disorder that I literally had no idea what it was. And honestly, Emory's neurologist at Vanderbilt is the one who finally made her diagnosis, and he had actually never heard of it either. And most of her doctors, her specialists, have also never heard of it. So it's just been a whole new world for us to navigate.
One of my friends down in Auburn, Alabama, they have Austin First Foundation, which they're working toward bringing research about for rare diseases, and it's a great effort that they're involved in. And you are similarly involved with this because this is a rare disease. And this is something that, you know, as you mentioned, 600 families maybe in the United States or across the world.
600 families across the world, yes.
Wow. Have
actually been diagnosed with this. And yes, we are getting plugged into the rare disease community also. So usually on leap year day. So this year we had a leap year, February 29th is Rare Disease Day. So we got to be a part of that. And I guess this next year will be on February 28th.
We had a pizza fundraiser not too long ago. How was the success of that?
It was wonderful. We are so grateful to Valentina's for letting us host a fundraiser there. They are just wonderful, wonderful people. It was a very good experience. We had a great time. I think we had a really good turnout. We had it on a Tuesday, and they actually ended up being on a wait. So I think we brought them a good crowd, and they were so sweet to support KIF1A.org.
And getting back to the golf tournament, I know you said that I believe you're full of participants right now. You have plenty of golfers?
Yes, the golf teams are actually full already. We got booked. I guess about over a month out. I think people really love coming to the golf tournament and supporting us.
So what can people do right now that are listening to support this effort? Maybe something they can do to support the golf tournament.
We are still looking for corporate sponsors. So any company that you work for, that you know of, or that you own, that might be interested in becoming a sponsor of our tournament. We would love to have you sponsor us. We would love to do some advertising for you at the tournament. Like I said, we always have a great turnout for teens. And so there's going to be a lot of people there looking at your signs. You can get your sign at a hole. And then we also have golf tournament t-shirts that, you can get your logo on the back of that. And, of course, any donation you make to KIF1A.org, we, of course, will get you a tax write-off receipt for that. So sponsorship is the number one way. We could use some more support right now. And also, we were encouraged this year to make an Amazon wish list for items that we need for the day of the tournament. So we've had quite a few things purchased from it, but we also still have quite a few things left that we would love to have people support us by purchasing stuff from our Amazon wish list. If that's something you are interested in doing or you felt led to do, that would be the other way that we could use some support. And of course, we always love, love, love your thoughts and prayers.
Where can they find that list, Valerie?
It is on Amazon. I have shared it on our social media pages. So Cure for Emory Instagram page, Facebook page, and then Mark, I can send it to you too if you're interested in sharing it on your social media pages.
Absolutely. And as we think about families that are getting that first diagnosis, maybe it's a rare disease, maybe it's a disease that they'd never heard of, what would you tell families right now if you could put yourself in their shoes like you were back when you found Emory's diagnosis to tell them moving forward how they should respond to this?
Yeah, I think you have to go through the stages of grief. You have to allow yourself to grieve the life that you thought your child was going to have. And you have to allow yourself to be sad and process all of the emotions that come with it. I tell people, when Emory got diagnosed, I was actually 38 weeks pregnant with her baby brother. And so I just was already feeling very emotional. And so then to have that diagnosis at that time and then go through postpartum and all of those hormones and emotions, I was truly depressed. And so I would tell them, like, this is going to be a low and a difficult point, but it is going to get better. And you are going to get plugged into a community, and you will feel hope again one day. And so, of course, I would encourage them to reach out to me or someone who's been through a similar situation, and just find someone to lean on and talk to, someone to cry to. Don't be afraid to get involved in therapy, and just reach out to anyone in your community who you can reach out to for support.
And obviously what you're talking about is a support system for these individuals that are going through this. And as you mentioned, even the depression you went through, what was your support system like for you?
It was great. My parents live here in town, and my sister lives here in town with her four kids. And so they're, of course, very supportive to me and to us. And they were very much there for us at that point in time. And they still are, of course. I'm actually from this area, so we had quite many, many friends. I'm so, so grateful for all of our family and friends who have just been so supportive, not only just at that time when we first got her diagnosis and we were just so, so sad, but also through all of our fundraisers. They come to the golf tournament and they volunteer and they come to the silent auction, and they're just always there for us. You know, they brought us dinner maybe when we were just still in those early stages of grief. So we're just very thankful for our family and community here in Madison.
We want people to find the page Cure for Emory on Instagram and also on Facebook. Emory is spelled E-M-M-E-R-Y. Emory is a 4-year-old living with KIF1A, Associated Neurological Disorder, K-A-N-D. And you can follow her journey as we all fight for a cure for Emory. And I'm glad to be a part of your effort and be able to support you, Valerie, and your family during this time and as we watch Emory grow.
Thank you so much. And I am just so excited for you and all of our community to watch Emory grow up and just celebrate all of her milestones that she hits, you know, right there with us.
And this 4-person scramble format of a golf tournament is taking place when?
It is September 20th. And it is going to be at Southern Gales Golf Course. And we've got shotgun start at 8 a.m.
Excellent. Questions you can pass to Valerie Morris if you want to. cureforemory@gmail.com or call 256-509-4706. They're still looking for corporate sponsors. For more information on KIF1A, visit cureforemory.com. Again, Emory is spelled E-M-M-E-R-Y. Always a pleasure to have you here on the show, Valerie.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers like the Morris family, and I hope that you'll share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Please let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another episode of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
These are my kind of people.